It's that time on a Tuesday. We wrap it up. Many acronyms, WTF. The segment itself fits nicely into a WAYD. You wonder if people understand the concept of audio or video or record keeping. It's called What Are You Doing? Are we going to let Nick lead off and check his editing skills? Because he wanted to hog the whole segment.
I'm ceding to Nick because Nick mad.
To Steve Booger-Eating Sarkeesian, I ask.
What are you doing?
What was that play calling to end the year? What are you doing? What part of you thought any of the play calls that you had, first down and goal, down by five against the Eagles, what part of you did you, any of that, did you think was a good idea? Let's run through them real quick. First down, you throw a fade to Julio Jones, one on coverage. Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's on the defense for not doubling Julio in the red zone, which every other team in the NFL will do. Second down, you run a screen to your third string running back. On that drive, they ran three running plays. There was a minute of game clock between the last running play and that play, and you're telling me Coleman or Freeman were not available, and you had to go to Terron Ward, who had three targets all season long, and then on fourth down, you put a fullback out wide,
Oregon
and then
State
you
product.
Cut off half the field by rolling Matt Ryan out wide, and then at that point, it's just, get open. I don't know what else to do. We're just going to roll out, because why not? What are you doing? You should have been fired in the elevator right down to the locker room. You had an actual case to be fired after four games into the season, and you honestly should have never been hired in the first place, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Nick's mad.
Wow.
Taking shots at Terron Ward, man. TJ Ward's brother.
So does that mean the season's over if they lose a playoff game in the NFL? I lost track.
Nick's done. Glasses are off. He's finished. To the Houston Rockets, I ask.
What are you doing?
A lot of blame to go around from last night's fiasco of a basketball game between the Rockets and Clippers. I mean, Blake Griffin may as well have worn a cape and written the name Super Douche on the front of his uniform, but there is a line that you draw when you get into scuffles and sporting events, and that line is the locker room. Look, we all know that Chris Paul is a Bush League loser of a basketball player. Everybody knows that. Flops all the time, complains to officials when they don't call fouls when he flops. Took that unnecessary lay-in against the Blazers last week. That's the kind of stuff Chris Paul does. But last night, he, Trevor Ariza, James Harden, who is hurt, by the way, and Gerald Green decided to take Bush League loserdom to the next level. All four of them reportedly went into the Clippers locker room, did some WWE stuff, a whole bunch of loud talking, acting like tough guys, while the arena security staff kept them from getting their asses handed to them by 15 to 20 guys in the Clippers locker room. No one was ever going to fight because none of them has an ounce of tough in their body. Could you imagine a Chris Paul and James Harden fight? It would be like two of those inflatable wavy arm things waving in the wind, not actually punching anything, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Sorry, man. I gotta not make you laugh.
To everybody involved at the end of the Vikings and Saints on Sunday, I ask.
What are you doing?
Man, it was exciting. It was unexpected. That poor rookie from Utah made the worst attempt at a tackle after a catch in the history of organized football. Oof. Or the fact that Joe Buck was the only one that could figure it out. They scored a touchdown. Wasn't overtime or the stupid Kansas rule or playing 2-on-2 in the backyard when you were 12. It's the NFL playoffs. You score a TD, what happens? The coach raises one finger, you kick the extra point. For the record, I didn't have a bet on the game. If I did, I'd be in custody by now.
Oh, boy.
Minnesota was a 5-point chalk on my site. The ridiculous game winner from Keenum to Diggs made it 29-24.
Oy.
The extra point would have covered the spread. It wouldn't have mattered if the Saints blocked the kick and returned it. Would have been 2 points. I don't understand what the refs decided. It's like, you don't know we bet on NFL games, NFL rules. Kick the point after. That is bull hooey, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I think I saw a thing that might be like the first time two punters were on the field at the same time. That's
just insane.
So weird. To Eagles fan Taylor Hendricks, I ask.
What are you doing?
I saw this story and knew one of us had to jump on it, and I'm very glad I was the first to see it. So, Mongo only pawn in Game of Life. The same can be said for Taylor Hendricks of Lehigh County, Pennsylvania, because Taylor Hendricks of Lehigh County, Pennsylvania went to the Eagles and Falcons game and had a few too many, like you do. A few too many would say he had a few too many, actually, because he got kicked out of the stadium. And you know how, when you get really mad, I mean like really mad, and even the slightest thing will throw you into a fit, well, multiply that by about a dozen or so beers, and you get what Hendricks did. According to reports, he was just walking along the 100 block of Patterson Avenue near Lincoln Financial and Citizens Bank Park and saw some police. And some of those police were on horses. And I guess one of the horses looked at him wrong because Taylor Hendricks decided it would be a good idea to punch a police horse in the grill. So he gets kicked out of a playoff game his team won, and he gets a charge of assaulting a police horse on top of it. Honestly, that's one of the better stories a guy can walk away from a playoff game with, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Alex Karras. To USA Gymnastics and Michigan State, I emphatically ask.
What are you doing?
So today, testimony started in that sentencing of Larry Nassar. Authorities expect 98 different women to speak against this disgusting human being who's pled guilty to 10 counts of criminal sexual behavior. He's already been sentenced to 60 years in prison on child porn charges. And though eternity in hell, 10 different versions would suffice. The thing is, how did it get to this point? Think Penn State, think Baylor, think ignoring what's happening under your nose in the name of victory, yet we don't learn anything. The folks at Michigan State and USA Gymnastics should be culpable as horrible enablers. This don't happen in a vacuum. And again, like with Sandusky and Paterno, complaints lodged as early as 20 years ago. And officials at Michigan State were supposed to attend these proceedings, but at the last minute declined, as one of the women offering testimony, Olivia Cowan, said they're cowards. I don't get how administrators are not facing serious charges yet, although there is pending litigation. They should all be in jail, as we ask.
What are you doing?
100%. To Mark Davis, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's one thing to not respect the Rooney Rule, Mark, but it's another entirely to admit it to our faces. I mean, at least lie to us. It's what every other owner does. So Davis was sitting around with reporters and answering questions about hiring John Gruden, was asked when he knew Gruden to Oakland was serious. I guess you should have asked when he knew Gruden was to Vegas was serious, but that's beside the point. And he said it was when the two of them met in late October. At that point, the Raiders were below 500, and it didn't look like Del Rio was going to turn things around. So Davis was in serious talks with Gruden's agent about bringing him in. The issue here, beyond the fact that Gruden and Del Rio share an agent, is that Davis admitted that the deal was in place after he and Gruden met again on Christmas Eve. Del Rio was fired New Year's Eve. So not only hadn't Davis interviewed anyone else, including the minority candidates required by the Rooney Rule, he hadn't even fired the outgoing coach yet. Then, after firing Del Rio, he interviewed T. Martin and Bobby Johnson just to satisfy the rule, and then fully admitted all of it to reporters. Someone has to do something about this, right? Like, this can't actually be a thing, as I ask.
What are you doing?
All righty. Do we, my last one isn't great. Or should I,
do another one?
Right.
Let's go.
To the Cleveland Cavalier organization, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's not bad enough. Your team's playing some of the worst hoops since the John Lucas-coached group led in scoring by Ricky Davis or the Roy Hinson powerhouse teams of the mid-'80s. And by the way, they dropped 8-10, third in the East behind Toronto, just a game ahead of the Heat. So they got busted up by the Warriors last night, and they turned off the spout. Yep. Quicken Loans Arena went 1950s. When the Warriors went to take their postgame shower, there was no hot water.
Wow.
Anthony Slater, who covers Golden State for The Atlantic, tweeted, "You can hear the players screaming as they enter the shower area over shrinkage, obviously." For the records, it's postgame, it's over. It's not like they're going to feel the cold, then go to the official scorer and say, "We give up, they win." You just look kind of petty and sad. You owe them a rocket mortgage, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All right, that's a wrap.